We got Pete Sorrell on the horn to kick off this week, getting a Western UP report. How was your weekend, Pete?
Well, it was excellent. With these ice conditions, Adam, you just couldn't ask for anything better.
So the weather was really nice. I mean, obviously it wasn't too windy. There's a little bit of wind here and there, but in general, you know, you had mild temperatures, lots of sunshine this weekend, and I've been hearing mixed reports about midday catches, but boy, I've been getting some really good fishing reports. So let's start with the ice conditions. How'd they hold up?
Ice conditions were excellent. You know, in the evening, it got down to 17 here, even though it was like 36 to 40 during the day. So what melted got to be a tabletop the next day. So that wasn't a problem.
Are creepers a must right now?
Absolutely. And I meant to bring that up right away because it's an easy way to break a bone. And, you know, it was fun because on a couple of lakes I went to, there was lots of kids. And you like to see that.
So getting out on the ice with machines, not an issue other than being really slick? I mean, I heard it was really slick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to be careful, but there's still enough snow for traction. So, yeah, it's not a problem. Although, you know, with the weather being as nice as it was, you know, it was an enjoyable walk. It was so nice.
So tell me the lakes that you got to fish this weekend.
Well, we started off on Lake Ogibbeck on Friday, and we did okay, had several flags. We were just tip-up fishing because we were moving shacks and stuff. But it was real spotty in the bay, and it remained that way all weekend from the reports I got. The deep-water fishermen were doing better, in other words, 10 to 12. So, you know, Lake Ogibbeck has been spotty, and people are shaking their heads at them because normally this time of year is excellent fishing, but this year maybe it's just too nice out.
Well, we'll see if that changes at all, and I want to get more into the details with you as well as other bodies of water that I know you told me you fished and you got reports from other people on too. So can we continue with you later this hour and get some more details on what was working?
You bet, Adam.
Pete Sorrell, our Western UP correspondent from Fred's in Canton, and we'll continue our ice fishing report with him later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.